Well, I normally look for the fixtures, the floor indicators. They were kind of, because see, I normally can look at the fixtures and see what kind it is. This one I could probably tell by the fixtures, but you see, it actually says Southern Elevator too. But I could probably tell by the fixtures too, because I'm pretty good with my fixtures.
So one thing I noticed about these elevators is the sound is an actual, it sounds like a real bell that's ringing, not like a computerized beep sound like others. Is that one of the things about Southern elevators that makes them kind of unique?
Yes, because, you know, like Otis kind of has, Otis and Dover, you know, those just have kind of like a computerized beep sound, whereas this one, it actually sounds more like a real bell ringing. And so that is pretty cool about Southerns.
And when you meet TJ, it's not hard to see his excitement about elevators. He pushes the call button over and over in anticipation of it arriving, and he claps his hands when the bells ding and the doors open. When he looks around at the fixtures, you sense that he's taking in every detail and tapping into this fascination with something many of us take for granted most of the time has struck a chord with people on YouTube. TJ has almost 1,300 followers, and...
Do you know how many views exactly you've had so far?
I've gotten like over 2 million views on my channel already. Not really sure the exact number, but it's over 2 million.
Well, it's hard to count exactly when the number gets that high, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you know about how many videos you have on YouTube now?
Oh, I don't even know how many others I've been in. I've been in my favorite hotel chain's Hampton, and I've been in like probably more than 55 Hamptons. Hotels, but I'm not really sure. I've got like over 1,000 elevator videos.
What's the coolest elevator that you've been in?
Up in Asheville, the Grove Park Inn historic elevator I've ridden, and it's a pretty cool elevator. It's kind of in a chimney, and you don't usually see those. It's pretty much original. Don't usually see those kind. And then one that's just kind of like a regular elevator, but it's very special to me, is also up in Asheville, the Hampton Inn Tunnel Road, and it's special to me because they actually dedicated it to me. When I heard that, you know, it just kind of made me feel very special and very honored that someone would actually dedicate an elevator to me.
You kind of like hotels, too, I noticed.
Yes, I've actually stayed in a lot of hotels, but I've actually, I think I go into hotels a lot more just to ride the elevators as than I do to actually stay.
Have you ever gotten stuck in an elevator?
I got stuck in an elevator once.
The phone worked and everything?
Yeah. So what happened, it was in an elevator downtown. We were with some fans of mine that, what happened, we rode them up to the top, and then we were going to go back down and the doors closed, and then it started to move just a little bit, but then it stopped. It was just like a couple inches from the top floor, probably.
How long were you in there?
We were in there probably about half an hour, I think, and then the firefighters came and rescued us.
So did you get scared at all from that?
I was a little bit scared because that was my first experience actually getting stuck in an elevator, and my fans that were with me, they were scared too. But it was all right once we finally got out and got rescued.
Yeah, and it didn't slow you down?
No, I still like to ride elevators even after that incident.
Well, TJ, thanks for spending a little time with us.
Well, no problem. I'm glad I could come and spend some time.